as a musician, professional musician,
to
the government school.
You have to travel around pretty much, don't you?
Yes, I did. I got to go around the world. The Pacific Atlantic Fleet, we went down under Australia. And back under, we were gone a year and 3 months. One of the few times in a century that you get to do that with the U.S. fleet, with the first carrier. I served as a musician with the first U.S. plane carrier, the USS Langley, that the United States ever had. And it was an honor to be go around the world with that flat top, even though it almost capsized.
It almost capsized?
Yes, it was overloaded coal collier. It was a coal collier that was cemented with heavy steel and concrete to keep the top, the flight deck, you see, to stabilize it. Otherwise, it was longer than a battleship.
Gosh.
Right.
Okay, and then after the Navy, you were working as a postmaster then, or what?
After the Navy, I tried a trade. Worked 2 years as a sheet metal worker in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Our background infers that we always desire to do something physically, but I found this too much for me. And I went to work for the Tennessee Central Railroad temporarily. My father-in-law was roadmaster on the Tennessee Central, a connector between Nashville and Knoxville, which was crossed. And from that, I took on a part-time job of the post office department, a hand in the nails, between the trains and the post office, for approximately 7 years. That's the beginning of my government career. However, depression coming on, Great Depression, put me back into anything I could find to do at Crossville. I was a hangers-on type of boy. I went back to teaching. I taught one public school.
When did you first teach?
I got out of the Navy and taught the school and then went to railroad in Nashville.
Yes.
I'm a little ahead of myself there.
What grade did you teach?
I had up through the 7th grade. I won teacher school where they drew knives on you and everything else in the hills. And I had to expel. It was really a precedent because I had several sisters and brothers who taught school. Ambition of my father, he was the father of 14 children. I was the third child. And to get us to where we could teach with a certificate at a county school level.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were free. And so I finally was unhappy on the mountains. Went back to the railroad during the 30s. And I didn't want to railroad. So I wanted to go on.
Mm-hmm.
I lived through the Depression. By living in Toledo, Ohio, when the Greek crash did happen.
How long did you live there?
I lived there 1 year.